This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, a community access media station. Thank you to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey, baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love.
Good morning, and you may not be on the road to romance, but listening to me, you're certainly on the road for just under 2 hours of easy jazz music. And where's it going to come from, I tell you? It's coming out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay, live, and it's actually streaming around the world. The program is called Easy Jazz with John Redman. And I'm John Redman. And I'm the man who has picked the music for you. And I'm going to be here until noon today, introducing a couple that are sort of are brought in from sort of left field. But generally speaking, all you're going to get is really nice, easy jazz. I tell you what, it has been so hot in Hawke's Bay here in New Zealand over the past few days. Really, really hot. And believe it or not, it's still spring, not even summer yet. And you may have heard on the news just now that Hastings, where we are, had the highest temperature recorded. Yeah, goodness me. Anyway, folks, the first tune I play, of course, is the one you only got a few bars of last week. So I'll reintroduce it. It's a track from a CD called Blue Streak, released by Stash Music. And it features a guy called Michael Hassim on alto sax, Mike Ladon on organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Kenny Washington on the drums. And the tune, which was written by the alto sax player, is called Hash Bash. Thank you. Well, what a toe-tapper that was. Yeah, that's a nice way to start the show for this week, isn't it, eh? That track is called Hash Bash, and it was written by an alto sax player called Michael Hassim. The track comes from a Stash Music album called Blue Streak. And it was recorded in 1991. The next one I'm going to bring you was also put out by this Stash Records label. And it comes from an album called Solos and Duets. It's actually a two-disc compilation album of previously released recordings by the father and son guitarists, the late Bucky Pizzarelli and his son John Pizzarelli. And for your listening pleasure, I have a track where they play us a tune composed by John Pizzarelli called In a Mist. The two guitarists, father and son, Bucky and John Pizzarelli, In a Mist. Thank you. It was a nice, relaxing type of recording, wasn't it? The track came from a 1989 Stash Records album called Solos and Duets, and the two guitarists you heard was Bucky Pizzarelli, the late Bucky Pizzarelli, and his son John Pizzarelli, and the tune was written by John Pizzarelli and called In a Mist. And you guitar lovers out there might like to know that both Bucky and John Pizzarelli recorded that playing seven-string guitars. Normally a guitar only has six strings, but they were playing seven-string guitars. Okay, where we go now for a live recording, made at Ronnie Scott's Jazz Club in London, England, in 1991, and I've got the Jack Sharp Big Band up on their toes with a composition written by the British drummer Alan Ganley, and this track you're going to hear with the Jack Sharp Big Band is called Wait and See, and the trombonist who's doing the solos is Chris Pine. So here we are, the Jack Sharp Big Band with Wait and See. Thank you. Yeah, nice, nice piece of big band music there. It was recorded live at Ronnie Scott's in London, of course, at his famous jazz club. And the big band was that of Jack Sharp and Alan Ganley, who's a British drummer, worked a lot in America. He wrote the tune called Wait and See. Now, here's another live recording done at Ronnie Scott's in London. This one features the British National Youth Jazz Orchestra. And they're going to perform a tune. I have no idea who wrote this tune, but this is what the tune is called. It's called Keep Looking Young, Hang Around with Old People. And I believe that phrase was once coined by comedian Bob Hope. However, why don't you have a listen to the British National Youth Jazz Orchestra bringing us this tune, which is called Keep Looking Young, Hang Around with Old People.
Next composition is by Paul Hart. Keep Looking Young,
you see?
Hang Around with Old People.
Wow, indeed. That was the British National Youth Jazz Orchestra, and they were performing a tune called Keep Looking Young, Hang Around With Old People. Now, Ronnie Scott, at the start of that track, did mention the composer's name, but I couldn't get it. But anyway, that was recorded live at Ronnie Scott's on the same day as the previous track I played, the Jack Sharp Big Band with Wait and See. It was in 1991. Anyway, we've had some big bands and some nice toe tappers, and let's go to something which is a little more laid back. And Christmas is coming. In fact, it's just around the corner. And let's have a Christmas song. This comes from the Canadian singer-pianist Diana Krall's Verve Records album called simply Christmas Songs. She sings and plays piano to a tune written by Sammy Cahn and Jules Stein. They wrote it in July 1945 in Hollywood, California, during a heat wave, because Sammy Cahn said they just wanted to imagine a cooler time, and they said, hey, let's write something about snow. And they wrote this tune called Let It Snow. So we've got Diana Krall on piano and doing the vocals, backed by the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, singing us this song, which is called Let It Snow.
The fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
There you had Diana Krall, the Canadian pianist, composer, arranger, and singer. And she sang for us a Christmas song called Let It Snow, written in 1945 in the month of July in a heat wave in Hollywood, Los Angeles, California. And, of course, the tune was Let It Snow. Now, where's this music coming from? I'll tell you where it's coming from. It's coming live out of Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And the program is called Easy Jazz with John Redman. I am John Redman. And I'm going to tell you what the time is. It is now 10:39 a.m. on this Friday, the 28th of November, 2025. On January the 20th, in 1953, Mel Torme, The Velvet Fog, recorded a tune written in 1935 by Aldo Bean and Harry Warren. That tune is called Lulu's Back in Town. And Mel Torme is going to sing it for us right now, backed by the Marty Paich Orchestra. So, Mr. Velvet Fog, stand up and give us Lulu's Back in Town.
You've heard about Margie, heard about Donna, heard about Susie, but Lulu, I gotta get my old tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get a half a buck somewhere, gotta shine my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boutonniere. Lulu's back in town. You can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Otis regrets that he won't be around. You can tell the mailman not to call, I ain't coming home until the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Gotta get my tuxedo pressed, gotta sew a button on my vest, cause tonight I gotta look my best for Lulu. I gotta find a few bucks somewhere, polish up my shoes and slick my hair, gotta get myself a boot in there. Lulu, you can tell all my pets, all my blondes and brunettes, Mr. Aldous regrets that he won't be around. You can tell my friends not to call, I won't come back till the fall, and I might not get back home at all. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back in town. Lulu's back, back in town.
I reckon, you know, my personal view is that that is the best ever recording of Lulu's Back in Town. I really mean that. Other people have tried it. I reckon that one that you've just heard, which was the 1953 recording made by Mel Torme, backed by the Monty Page Orchestra. Lulu's Back in Town. I mean, let's face it. I don't think anybody could do that. Honestly, I think it's the best version ever. Now, remember that I do not stop at 11 o'clock for news, sport and weather. I just keep on playing music right the way through until 12 noon on this Friday, the 28th. Of November 2025. And this program is coming to you live from Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Now, Julie London made her first recording on a Bethlehem Records label, and she was backed by her husband, Bobby Troup's Combo. So Bobby Troup played the piano, Buddy Collette played flute, Howard Roberts on seven-string guitar, Bob Enevaldson was on bass, but nobody knows who the heck the drummer was. But anyway, please enjoy Julie London as she sings this version of the George and Ira Gershwin 1937 song, which is called A Foggy Day in London Town. Julie London.
It had me low, it had me down. I view the morning with much alarm. The British Museum has lost its charm. How long, I wonder, can this thing last? The age of miracles hadn't passed. London town, the sun was shining everywhere. The sun was shining.
Well, you know, if you know what you know, then you certainly know that that singer was the one and the only Julie London. And she recorded that. I said earlier, it was the very first recording she ever did for Bethlehem Records. And she recorded that in Los Angeles in 1954. And she made that recording well before she did the recording that most people connect with her, which is Cry Me a River. Why don't we go on to a male singer? In November 1956, the American singer Johnny Hartman recorded a 1934 Cole Porter song for the Impulse record label, and Johnny Hartman was backed by the Ernie Wilkins Orchestra. The song that Johnny's going to sing for us, written by Cole Porter, is I Get a Kick Out of You.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui, and I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne, near alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. Tell me, why should it be true? I get a kick out of you. Some get a kick from cocaine. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. But I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to me she obviously don't adore me. Some get a kick in the plane, flying too high with some gal in the sky is my idea. That's nothing to do. Out of you, I get a kick out of you.
Had to be Johnny Hartman with that voice, didn't it, eh? Oh, what a voice that man had. And November 1956, he recorded that song for Impulse Records, I Get a Kick, that was written by Cole Porter in 1934. Pretty good, eh? Okay, well, look, let's go on to, let's entertain you guitar lovers out there. And I'm going to do that by playing you something by the great, great, late Wes Montgomery. Now, A Day in the Life is an A&M Records album by the late jazz guitarist Wes Montgomery. It was released in 1967. It reached number one on the Billboard Jazz Album Chart, number two in the Rhythm and Blues Chart. So, backed by the Don Sebesky Orchestra, listen to Wes Montgomery playing this tune, A Day in the Life, which, of course, was written by the Beatles. And that was released on their 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But we ain't got the Beatles. What we've got is Wes Montgomery with the Don Sebesky Orchestra. And Wes is going to play for us A Day in the Life. Thank you. Well, guitar lovers, that was A Day in the Life, written by the Beatles and put out on their 1967 album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. But you heard A Day in the Life performed by Wes Montgomery, backed by the Don Sobieski Orchestra. And that recording was made in 1967, the same year that the Beatles released it. I must say that I much prefer Wes playing in small groups than rather backed by a little overpowering at times orchestra. But if you're a fan of Wes Montgomery, then I'm sure you enjoyed that. Okay, now it's time for a quick promo by me to let you know a little bit more about this radio station. Radio Hawke's Bay. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days of the year. We never close. We actually put out locally two radio frequencies, 1431 AM and 104.7 FM. But we also put out a live stream that can go all the way around the world. And if you aren't listening locally on a radio, then you could be listening to the live stream. Now, to get the live stream, you need a smart device and also a search engine, because all you need to do is go to your search engine and type in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. And when you do that, our website opens. At the top of the page, you'll see a piece that says, Listen Live. That means if you click on it, you will be able to listen to whatever is being broadcast at the time you clicked on it, no matter where in the world you are. We've got so much information on there. And the only thing I really can say to you is, you know, if you've got a smart device and you've got a search engine, go and have a look at the website, because what you'll learn from the website, for example, is what our schedules are. So who is on at what time on what day in the week and the name of the program. You can find out information about us, the broadcasters, and the permanent staff who keep things running behind the scenes. Everything's there that you need to know. And there's this fine podcast system where, say, you missed a particular recording of a program that you really like. Through the website, you can actually go to that link and you can actually find your way and find the date of the program you missed, click on it, and you can hear it. It's as simple as that. So you see, we're not behind the times. We're quite up with it. We are not a total music radio station. I've got to tell you this every week. Yes, this is an easy jazz show. And my friend Ian Hunt, he has a jazz show that goes out on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m., and that's called Two for Jazz. We have many genres of music, classical music. We have all different types of country western music. We have rock music. We have pop music. We have traditional music. We've got African music. But we're not specifically a radio station that plays nothing but music. And again, going to our website and looking at our schedule, you can see just how many non-music programs there are, all very interesting to people. Now, you could become a broadcaster or a podcaster on this radio station. Doesn't have to be music, remember. It could be something that you are involved in, something you have a passion for. And if you ring, I'm going to say, get something to write with and something to write on. So go on. Go and do that, yeah? Quickly. Okay. If you think you've got something that our listeners would enjoy listening to, ring this telephone number. It's a local telephone number. 06-878-8710. I'll repeat that. 06-878-8710. And talk to one of the Dream Team and say, hey, I've got a grand idea for a program. So you can come in and you can then talk to them, give them your idea, and who knows, you could be a new broadcaster. We have, you know, we put out about 90 programs a week. We've got just under 100 broadcasters, but we always need new broadcasters. So if you think you've got something that you're involved in, something that you do, ring that number I gave you. And Bob's your uncle. You could be the next person. You could record your program. You don't have to be live. I prefer to be live. But you can record your program, and that could be played at a time that the Dream Team think, there's a spot for it. Bang, in it goes. You'll be taught, full training will be given, how to use the decks and the mics and the CD players and everything else. So no need to worry, but that's a little snapshot, if you like, of this great radio station, Radio Kidnappers. Okay, it is now 11:07 a.m. on Friday the 28th of November. The Mullaney family of Hastings have been a great feature in my life for the last, 25 years. And John, the one that most people will know, John Mullaney was my pianist for some time. And we did some great gigs together. Some really big gigs as well. His eldest son, Anthony, was a very, very good guitarist and composer. His youngest son, Harold, or Harry, as he is known in Australia, he's a well-known pianist, composer and singer, and he has lived and worked in Australia for many, many years. Now, over the years, Anthony, who unfortunately passed away earlier this year, Anthony wrote some lovely guitar pieces. And what he did, he sent them to Australia, to Harry, who then turned the music from guitar music to piano music and then recorded them. So what I thought I'd do is I'd let you listen to four short tunes written by the late Anthony Mullaney, but played on the piano by Harry Mullaney. Now, I'm not sure whether or not I can just leave it running so it automatically goes from one to the other. These tunes don't have any names, but I'd like you to listen. The Mullaney family are a great musical family, and I'm glad to say that they are my local family. Anyway, let's try this first one. This is Harry Mullaney playing a tune written for guitar by Anthony. Don't have a name for it. I just want to, yes. They just click on over. Here's tune number two. Harry Mullaney on piano playing Anthony Mullaney's guitar pieces. Thank you. Okay, my friends, that was four really nice tunes. In case you didn't hear earlier on, those tunes were written by the late Anthony Mullaney for guitar, but he sent the recordings across to Melbourne to his younger brother Harry. Harry being a great pianist and singer and composer, actually recorded the four tunes and put them on a CD and sent them to me. But I don't have any names for the tunes. So I decided anyway, local musicians. So weren't they really pleasant, really easy listening, weren't they, those four particular tunes? Yeah, great. They have a great part of my life going with them, the Mullaneys, including John Mullaney's granddaughter, Kirsten, she's just a lovely girl. Anyway, let's get on back to the music. Wives and Lovers is a 1963 song by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. It has, of course, been recorded by numerous male and female vocalists and instrumentalists. But I'm going to play Wives and Lovers for You, as recorded in 2010 by the Universal Studio Orchestra. And here they are with Wives and Lovers.
Thank you.
What did you think of that? I don't think I've ever heard a tune played so many different ways, but thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyable, wasn't it? That was a 2010 recording of the 1963 song Wives and Lovers, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And the musicians were those of the Universal Studio Orchestra. Very nice. Thank you. Okay, local, again, our local composer and lyricist, Chris Negus. Here's one of his tunes, a song he wrote called This Is Love.
Thank you.
Okay, that was a tune composed and the lyrics were written for it by our local composer and lyricist Chris Negus, and that recording was made in London, in England. And I'm going to play another one of Chris's. This one is called Those Thoughts of You, and this particular one is a male vocalist with piano refrain. Chris Negus is the writer of this tune. The thoughts, those thoughts of you. 1, 2, 3, and go.
The imprint of the pen upon the paper when I write reveals the words I often thought to say to you each night. Alas, I find it's too late now to speak these words to you. You're gone, and with you goes my heart. Whatever shall I do? Those thoughts of you pain me right deep down inside. Maybe because of my pride, but these things I try to hide. Those thoughts of you haunt me wherever I go. Why? Because I miss you so. Something that you'll never know. Each night when we went dancing, those soft words whispered low. The fun we had romancing is over, I know. I try to smile, concealing each little tear. Thoughts of you holding me near, wishing that you could be here. Thank you. each night when we went dancing, those soft words whispered low, the fun we had romancing, yeah, it's over, I know. I try to smile, concealing each little tear, thoughts of you holding me near, wishing that you could be here.
Okay, that was the second song written by local composer Chris Negus, and that one is called Those Thoughts of You, and that was, again, that was recorded in London, England, and that time by a male vocalist with a nice piano refrain. I actually do have, from Chris, a manuscript for music with a big band, and when I next see Ian Hunt, I might just give that to him and say, perhaps the big band might like to have a look at this particular piece and play it. The time is now 11:37 a.m. on today, the 28th of November, 2025. And you are listening to this program called Easy Jazz with John Redman. It's coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. Blossom Dearie, well, she recorded a number of tunes in New York in April 1959. And Verve Records released them as an album, which they called Blossom's Blues. Here's one of the tracks with Blossom on piano, Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, JoJo on drums, and the tune you're going to hear from Blossom and the Boys was written by Vincent Humans in 1927, and it's called More Than You Know. Thank you. Well, that was Blossom Dearie, actually on the piano, together with Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, Joe Jones on the drums. And together they played the Vincent Humans 1927 tune called More Than You Know. Now, in addition to being a very, very good pianist and a very, very good singer, composer and lyricist, did you know that she also had her own record label? You didn't? Well, I'll tell you. She did, and it was called Daffodil Records. Here's another Blossom Dearie from that same 1959 Verve Records album, again with Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and Joe Jones on the drums. Blossom sings and plays piano on one of her own compositions. The tune's called Blossom Blues, or Blossom's Blues, which, of course, is the name of the album. Blossom's Blues. I say to you now, please listen carefully to the very clever lyrics that Blossom Dearie wrote for this particular recording. Blossom Dearie, Herb Ellis, Ray Brown, Joe Jones, with Blossom's Blues.
My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My nightly occupation is stealing other women's men. I'm an evil, evil woman, but I wanna do a man some good. I'm an evil, evil woman, but I wanna do a man some good. I'm Gina Lola Brigida. I ain't Red Riding Hood. If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? Get out of my orchard, baby. Let my peach tree be. Now don't you ooh, scoo-ya-doo, squeal-ya-dee, and I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo. If you don't ooh, scoo-ya-doo, squeal-ya-dee, then I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo. So don't you ooh, scoo-ya-doo, squeal-ya-dee, and I won't ya-ya-doo-doo-doo-doo.
I absolutely love that song. I could listen to that, well, I have listened to that song over and over again, and I think is absolutely brilliant. It was Blossom Dearie, recording made in 1959 on a Verve Records album called Blossom's Blues. And that track you've just heard was called Blossom's Blues, written by Blossom Dearie. And she was on piano and sang Herb Ellis guitar, Ray Brown bass, Joe Jones on the drums. Such clever lyrics. Don't you agree? Good. Time is now 11:47 a.m. on Friday, the 28th of November, 2025. Program is Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, coming live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay, Hawke's Bay Province in New Zealand. Wherever you may be, thank you for listening to this program, whether you're listening to the podcast or the release or whatever. You could be listening, of course, on Spotify or iTunes, Apple Music. Yeah, I seem to be on everything. Anyway, look, Count Basie Swings and Joe Williams Sings is an album by, obviously, Count Basie and his vocalist then, Joe Williams. It was recorded in 1955 and released on the Clef record label. And I ask you to enjoy this track as the band backs Joe Williams as he sings a song originally written by Memphis Slim called The Comeback. And one thing you will notice listening to this track is the comping by the great guitarist in Count Basie's band, Freddie Green. It shines throughout this particular track. Not attached to any electrical device, just pure acoustic comping. So are you ready? Here's Joe Williams and Count Basie with The Comeback. Hear that comping? Yeah, man.
It's gonna jump and shout. I know my baby girl is gonna jump and shout. When the train rolls up and I come walking out. Hold on, baby. Be home one day. Hold out, baby. I'll be home one day. Please don't let nobody lead my little girl astray. I guess I'll be on my way. Bye bye, baby. I guess I'll be on my way. I'll find my loving baby girl somewhere, somehow, someday. I know my baby, I know my baby is gonna jump and shout. She's gonna jump and shout. I know my baby, I know my baby is gonna jump and shout. She's gonna jump and shout. When the train rolls up and her daddy comes walking out, out, baby, I'll be home one day. Hold out, baby,
I'll be home one day.
Please don't let nobody leave my little girl astray. I love you, baby, I love you. Oh.
Well, what can you say? I mean, let's face it, Joe Williams and Count Basie together. Oh, goodness gracious me. Right, that was Joe Williams backed by the Count Basie Orchestra. And together they brought us a song called The Comeback, which was originally written by a country singer called Memphis Slim. But, yeah, that was a toe-tapper and a half, wasn't it? Whew, sure was. Okay, we haven't got much long... Oh, we haven't got a great deal of time left, guys. Let me say now, then, before I go on to the next... might be the last, might not be, might be the... before last. Anyway, let me say, I've enjoyed sitting here in Studio One, putting on the CDs, all the ones I selected from my personal collection. And all I want to do is to bring you some nice music to make your day, make you smile, make you tap your feet, maybe sometimes contemplate. But, it's only because of you that I get the ratings I get here through the studio, and they're pretty good, I must admit. Let's have a little bit of... I might as well say, look, thank you for tuning in this week. It's always good to be in the studio to bring you a selection of different types of easy jazz. Look, it's Christmas is on the way. And you know there are going to be idiots on the road, those people who, to begin with, couldn't bloomin' drive properly, but they get onto the drink and they are deadly. So be careful. Not, you know, it's not you, it's the others. So please be careful. I will be back next week, God willing, and we'll be in December, rushing up to Christmas. So from me... take care. God bless you all. And remember to love the ones that love you, because they are going to love you so much more. They really are. And what else can I say? Except, hey, watch the heat. Remember, slip, slap, and whatever it is. Not slip, slap, and slide. That's the name of a tune. But be careful out there. This weather is really, really hot. And you must be careful. And the kids too, of course. In particular, the kids. So let me go out with a 1952 recording by Oscar Peterson. Ray Brown on bass, Ed Thigpen on the drums. And they're going to play for us a little bit of George Gershwin's 1927 tune, which is called, Oh, Lady, Be Good. Look after yourselves. See you next week, God willing. Joan Redman out for now. Here is Oscar Peterson.